Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you gave us again the opportunity to come this morning and share with your word with all the brothers and sisters. We pray that you stand by our side, cleanse our lips, because you want to use us as your instrument to speak to your people. Cleanse all our ears that we may pay attention to the word we are listening to, because this is life. This can help us to live in integrity in the covenant with you. Thank you for your choice. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let us read the word of God. It is in all the Testament. The book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. But Ruth replied, "Don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord punish me severely if I allow anything but death to separate us." When Naomi saw that Ruth was determined to go with her, she said nothing more. Let us read as well in chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. So Boaz took Ruth into his home, and she became his wife. When he slept with her, the Lord enabled her to become pregnant, and she gave birth to a son. Then the women of the town said to Naomi, "Naomi, praise the Lord who has now provided a redeemer for you, for your family. May this child be famous in Israel." This is the word of God. This morning, we just read from this book of Ruth, because we are pursuing the theme we've been given, setting an example in God's covenant as Christian. As Christian, we are called to set an example in the covenant with God. For this, today the topic will focus on Ruth as an example of a life, a blessed life due to her integrity. We will take Ruth as an example this morning. When I look at this theme topic, I was asking, what is integrity? By the way, what is integrity? I read through some dictionaries in which I found the meaning of integrity, which I found that it can be suitable to our theme this morning. It says that integrity means faithfulness. Integrity can also mean living a life in the line of God's truth. Integrity can be also honesty. It can be loyalty. It can also mean consistency, meaning living a life which is not divided, in which you take a decision and all of a sudden you change the decision. If you don't change your decision, you are consistent, then we will say that you live in integrity. Living according to the values in the line of God's covenant, of God's will. This is integrity. And Ruth is one of the examples we can refer to this morning, a person who lived in integrity in her life, and she got blessed. The topic said, a blessing which we can get from integrity. Integrity pays. It gives rewards. And the rewards is the blessing. Because the God of covenant is a God of blessing. But we can get this blessing if we live in integrity according to his covenant. And also, the blessing doesn't come as a click of finger, where people think that once you live in integrity, the same day you see the blessings. God has his own way of rewarding what we are and our integrity. It might come even late, while you might be tempted to be desperate and lose hope that nothing is being given as a reward to your integrity. This is Ruth. Ruth was not a descendant of people of Israel. She was coming from Moab. Moab was a country of pagan. They didn't belong to the people of Israel as a chosen people. But she lived in Moab where they worship different gods. They didn't know about the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac. Then Ruth, if you read the first chapter, this first chapter, you find out that Ruth, she married a Jew, one of the descendants of Israel. She came in a context where her parents-in-law moved from Judah, Israel, to Moab, because of famine. And the parents-in-law were Naomi and Elimelech. They faced severe famine in Judah, in their country, and they decided to move to Moab because they still have crops and food and green land in Moab. So Elimelech and Naomi moved to Moab. But soon they arrived in Moab, Elimelech died, the father-in-law of Ruth. He died, and he moved there with two sons. Naomi had two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. They went with their parents. But soon after the death of their father, Mahlon and Chilion married two ladies from Moab, from the pagan land. The name of these two women, they was Ruth and Orpah. They are Moabites. Ruth and Orpah came to live with their mother-in-law, Naomi. Certainly, they had to learn something from Naomi because she believed in the God of Israel. Naomi had some values which really pleased those two daughters-in-law, and they loved Naomi. But later, their husbands died. The two sons of Naomi died as well. They died. So the ladies, Ruth and Orpah, they remain widows like their mom-in-law. This is a sad life. Where she moved to find a better life, her life became bitter, losing a husband, losing the two sons. She remained with the daughters-in-law. It's a problem. Life is uncertain because certainly these men were the breadwinners for these three women. So then she decided to go, Naomi decided to go back to her land, homeland, Judah. She decided to go there. So she said, so the best thing for me, because these ladies are still young, I will leave them. I'll ask them to go back to their own homeland so that they can have the chance to get husbands there and continue worshiping their gods. She decided to leave like that. When she was on the way living with the two daughters, then soon she stopped. She said, "My dear, you have to go back to your land, homeland, because I have no more sons who will redeem you, who will take inherit you again, because that was the culture for those people. I have no more son. Even if I marry, you will no longer wait for a child, and yet I will not get married. You no longer have somebody to take care of you. So you better go back. I free you from that custom so you can go back." She gave them the choice to go back home. The two ladies refused because they loved their mom-in-law. They refused. They cried saying, "No, we don't want to leave you." Then the lady, after she had insisted, then Orpah said, "Okay, mom, I love you." She hugged her mom. "Bye-bye, mom. I go back to my homeland, according to what you say." And then Ruth, that is special for Ruth. Ruth, who loved already her mom, who really trusts in the God of Israel, she said, "I will not leave you. I will not go away from you. I have to go along with you wherever you go." Her mom said, "No, I don't have." She insisted, and then she said, "If you want me to go back to my homeland, I don't like, because your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. I want to follow you and be along with you wherever you go. I will go. Wherever you will die, I die too. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people." That's the decision she took. She had two options: either to go back home and get her married again, get the chance to get married, as some widows always expect, especially because she was still young. But she didn't consider all of this as something important for her. But she clung on staying with Naomi. She took a very difficult decision. Naomi doesn't even, her life is uncertain, because even if she go back to Judah, she will no longer own her properties, her lands, because she doesn't have any more any son. In Israel, if you have a son, you are lucky, you can inherit everything. So following a woman who is in uncertainty, it was not an easy decision. She could have rather chosen an easy decision like Orpah and go and relax in her country and get all the chances. But she decided not to leave away from her mom-in-law. She loved her mom. She was determined. She was loyal to Naomi. She had learned some values from Naomi, and she even learned how to worship God from this family-in-law. This is the particularity we got from Ruth. She took a firm decision, in not a divided decision, not an emotional decision, because when you take an emotional decision, you can change all the time. But for her, she was determined. She respected God. She loved her mom-in-law. She knew that she's already old. The mom in Naomi is already old. She will take care of her. That is her determination. And this is integrity from her side. She lived in integrity. She was determined. She didn't change her position. Although Orpah, while she was saying, "I love you, Mama, I don't want to leave you," she even cried. But her decision was divided. She could change, and immediately she shifted and she went back home to her personal homeland. But for Ruth, she said she was determined. Once they went back, life was bitter because she has no land, she has no hope. Naomi has no hope. But Ruth didn't get back to her former decisions, didn't get back to decide that she should go back to her. Despite the hardship of life, her choice was a true choice. And she demonstrated her integrity through all what she did to Naomi. She took care of Naomi. She went even gleaning, meaning to harvest, to collect some small grains, remaining grains from different fields to feed her mom, to support Naomi. She got a genuine love, an unshakable, unchangeable love to her mom. This is the reason why we said she lived in integrity. She was loyal to her mother-in-law, and she was also loyal to God, because she even mentioned that your God will be my God. This is a deep decision. But her decision was also rewarded. At the long run, when she went to glean in Boaz's land, it happens that Boaz was one of the relatives of the side of her father-in-law, former late father-in-law. It was a relative. So went to glean. Boaz noticed that this woman is special. She has some values. Ruth has some values which can attract him. So he paid attention, special attention to Ruth. He took care of Ruth to allow her to collect what she wants to collect for their survival. And he ended up by learning that this is a daughter-in-law of Naomi, whom he knew very well. So he decided to redeem Naomi by taking Ruth as a wife. And if he took Ruth as a wife, meaning he already redeemed Naomi, he will be like the son of Naomi, so the land will not be taken away from this family. And that's what they did. And Boaz was very rich, a rich person. But God allowed Boaz to take Ruth. This is some kind of a reward, because she was still young. She needs also a husband. She needs to have properties. It is a blessing which came out of her integrity. She married Boaz, and they owned the land. She redeemed Naomi, so they were able to keep their properties, and Naomi was also taken care of by Boaz and Ruth. And soon they got married. She got pregnant, and she bore a son. The son in Israel was an important person who can redeem the nation. That son, when Naomi learned that Ruth got a son, she got a relief that now I am redeemed. I am okay. And all the people, the women, respected now Naomi, because they have now a son who can redeem her and the whole family. And this son, see how the blessing can come from integrity. This woman now, this son, is named Obed. Obed is the father, he's one of the ancestors of David. And David, from the lineage of David, will come the king of Israel, who is Jesus Christ. And imagine a Moabite, a pagan woman coming from pagan land, to be now in the lineage of the Savior. And this Savior, this king, will redeem all the nations. All the nations, not only the people from Israel, but also the nations which they used to call pagan nations. What a blessing, because of integrity. I think this is a great blessing. Even today, when we talk about Jesus, this woman, Ruth, is part of it, because she was the one to bore a son who will be ancestors of all of this lineage, and David and Jesse, David, and now up to the coming of Jesus Christ. God used powerfully Ruth because she was humble, she was loyal, and she respected God, and she respected also. She translated all her integrity in action to love and serving, love and serving as a blessing to others. We just read this because we know we are all Christians here. We know that we are living in the new covenant with God. The Old Testament had the old covenant. Today, we have a new covenant through Jesus Christ. When the covenant of grace, when we believe in Jesus Christ, we are members, we are people of the new covenant. The question is, what can we learn from these people like Ruth? We know that there are so many others, but today we focus on Ruth because it was also an example. She can serve as an example for men and for women who belong to the new covenant. How do we live in the new covenant? Can our life be a life which can inspire others to come to Jesus? Can our life be a life which can attract people? Because we are the letter, we are written. But everywhere you go, everywhere you pass, people will say, this is a Christian. What will show that are you really a person who can attract? Will a person who live in integrity? People who are loyal to the Lord, and the people who can love others. How do we translate our integrity? Do we really, in the covenant? We know that we've been saved by grace, but how do we live in this covenant? Can your love show people that truly this person is different from us? Can your attitude, your values, in a difficult situation where you have to take a choice, how do you take your choice? Are you compromising because you see that if I don't do this, I will not live safely? Or it is easy. People always, we often excuse our weakness in the covenant, saying that, you know, it is difficult. Everybody's doing this, so I can't live differently from other people. We can, as Ruth did. We can, really, if we take a genuine decision, and the decision should be rooted on the covenant in which we are with God. Her behavior was also influenced by what she learned from Naomi. Ruth, she knew that the God of Israel is like no other God, and she trusted in the God of Israel. And for sure, God blessed her. Although she was loyal without expecting any special blessing as she got it, but God is always a God who can reward all the people who live integrity in integrity. If you compromise, you might lose some blessings. Some people might go back, turn back, and they don't want to listen to your testimony because you are disappointing in behavior. You sing love, but you don't practice love. You neglect others. You don't change any situation of people and give them, be a blessing to other people. We have been saved, but we need to influence the change wherever we go, wherever we sit, wherever we work. Other people can be immersed in corruption, but you will say, I'm sorry, this is not my conviction, this is not the way I should live, because I am a Christian. Where hatred is, you might be lovely, love even those who do not deserve to be loved. Without expecting anything, the reward is only coming from God. and God is good, he can do it. So Naomi said, your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. And exactly, she belongs now to the people of Israel while coming from another country, from Moab, a neglected, a pagan country, but she adored the genuine God because of her integrity. It is up to me and up to you to check how we live in the godness, in the covenant with God. How do I live as a Christian? How do people talk about me? How do they talk about me? Is my attitude in school, in the church, in the bus? We don't need extravagant actions to show our integrity. Very simple thing. I remember, only to put this last, and then I will leave you decide upon how you want to live in the covenant with God. It was last week. I was in the bus, and I was hungry. I saw a guy, a little boy, selling biscuits, cookies. And when I gave her 500, knowing that I will get only one box of cookies. But it was for 500 franc Congolese, it was 4 boxes of cookies. Then yet I needed one. And beside me, there were some women sitting we were sitting on the same chair, in the same seat. And then I took the three others, I shared with the three women who were there. For me, it was not special because I need only one. And then I gave to the, for them, it was great. I was so surprised. I was even disappointed that they are excited with that small thing I did. But they were so excited and they were so gracious. And they start eating the biscuit with joy. And then when I came out of the bus, then I saw them giving me respect. I said, my goodness, even this small thing can change the world. Even the small thing can change the world. Don't wait until you perform something extravagant. You can change the world by small things, by small action, and showing your integrity. They will say you are a good person. You help. You can change the situation of some people. Many people are around us. They need us. They need us. Let us live in integrity in God's covenant. May God bless this word.